Malachim Beis, second line from the top. So again, we have this Machlokes, Tina Papa, and Rehuna Rebbe Yeshua, where the Pagnizka is Kenosa, or Pagnizka is Mamoino. Lamar is being a Raya's, attempting to bring Raya's. The main Sukkah again is Baba Kama. The reason why it's brought here, because we're going to bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Toshma, Hamis Shuri is plenty. Oshura shall plenty. So if a person comes and testifies and says that my animal killed a person or the animal of another person, so whether it's a case of Shoshanaga is a shore, Shoshanaga is a person, raise him a shalom of Yatsmai. So he pays up Yatsmai. My love isn't on my case, it says Batam. The Chatzin Ezek, that person pays up Yatsma. You see, Paganiska is a murder like her papa. No, but Mu'ud. The case is the case of Mu'ud. So the Mor says, okay, Abu Batam means, what are you saying? My, the loch is, Enam Shalom Piyatzma, the Batam, it doesn't pay up Piyatzma. So the Mishnah continues and says, Adatani Sefer. Av the Shaploni, Edim Shalom Piatzmoy, Niflug when it's a bididor. Instead of saying the it continues on and it says, contrast to a case where he says, Hey Meshuri, Av the Shaploni, which that's clearly a Kanas, it's Shloshim Shalabed is a Kanas. So a person does not pay Piatzmoy. Instead of saying that case, you could have just told me a different Niflug bididor. When there's a pale piatzmoy by is bemuad al batam, and I'm shalom piatzmoy. But by tam, it doesn't pale piatzmoy. So the Mishnah could have said that case of contrast. So the Mishnah says, kulo bemuad kamari. The it wants to tell us the Kiddush in Mu'ud itself. There are cases when you do pale piatzmoy. The case is you do not pay up Yatsma. So the Milo of Nifik, I can stay within the one context and give me two cases. So this is the way I wanted to do it. The door over here wasn't Shor being Lager, the door over here was Mu'ud. I want to discuss the dinim of Mu'ud. And it did so. Okay, Toshma. Here we go. Our Mishnah Zeklal, Kol Mashalma Yisrael, Amashi Hizakin, Mashalma Piyatsma. Mishnah gives a final rule. It says any person who pays more than he was mazik, if it means the Torah is mimachai, but above and beyond the actual nezik, that's called a kanaz, and a person does not pay up yatsma, which we can be medayik. Hapachus mimashe hizik, mashalom up yatsma. If it's pachus mimashe hizik, it does pay up yatsma. So that the more saying. The more is saying, you have a right to a papa. Since it's pachas masha hizik, the person does pay up yatsma, it's considered a moment. The more says, no. Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua would answer, lo tema ha pachas masha hizik. Don't infer a case of pachas masha hizik. I'll infer, ema ha kamasha hizik, mishal ha piyatsma. If it pays exactly the amount of the nezik, that's a piyatsma. So more says, so what are you saying? Abba pachas my enem shalom piatzma. You're saying in the case it's pachas, it doesn't pay piatzma. So then the klal is not right. Listen, I have a better way to say the klal. That klal, kol shenem shalom kamasha hizik enem shalom piatzma. The masha pachas umash me yeser. Okay, so here we have a much better way of saying it. Any person is not paying exactly the amount of the damage, either more or less, doesn't pay piatzmoy. But the Mishnah didn't say that. It said, yes, so Mishnah Hizik. So if the point of the Mishnah was to tell me, including what Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua was saying, it should have said it differently. Tamor says Tiyuvta. You're right. This Mishnah, our Mishnah, is a Tiyuvta against Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua. V'hilchas palkaniska kanos. But the lach is like Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua. Tamor says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Tiyuvta v'hilchas up. You told me there's a tiyuvta from our Mishnah that we clearly proved that he's wrong, and we're passing like him. How can you do that? Mora says, in, yes. Time of Mayi Tozev, why do we feel that we've proven him wrong? Because it says, Mishum Delo Ketani Kamasha Hizik. Didn't say Kamasha Hizik, and therefore didn't say Kamasha Hizik. It sounds not like Rav Huna de Rishua. The truth is, he couldn't say Kamasha Hizik, because that would not be a full, broad statement that we'd be able to say. Why? Because that would mean any person who doesn't pay exactly the damages is considered a knas and doesn't pay al pi atzma. There's one exception. Kima the ikah chatzi nezek tsroris tichos a gemiri law the mamanahu shemachol lekatani. So the din called chatzi nezek of tsroris, which is halacha moshe misinai. If the animal is mazik, well, it's, let's say while it's walking, so animal one of the mazikim of an animal damaging is regal. If the animal steps in something, it pays the full amount, the full value. So that's regal. What about the following scenario? The animal is walking and it steps on a small stone, and it causes the stone to fly in the air, and it hits a kli and breaks the kli. That's tsroris. The pebbles are flying. So halacha is that pays chatzi nezek. Why? Halacha moshe misinai. Okay. But the halacha is, that's moment, which a person would pay based on his own admission. So if you say, any person does not pay exactly hizik, doesn't pay alpiyatzmai, which would indicate chatzi nezek tsroris doesn't pay alpiyatzmai, and that's not true. So even though that's one specific case, but every other case, the statement is 100% true. He didn't want to say that case. Fine.
Every other case.
Okay. Every other case, which is not directly the exact amount of the damage, either more or less, is going to be a kanas, in which a person does not pay his own admission. Okay. So even though theoretically the Mishnah could have said it, that we would have understood that it doesn't mean to exclude that case, but we understand why the Mishnah, the Tana, did not want to say it. Okay, the Gemara is going to say some halachos the mice is now that we've passed a lot of paganism and kanasa. But let's see Rashi up to this point. So holding Rashi, we're holding the Rashi on the second narrow line. My love, but Tom, the Mishnah over there said, "Hey, Mishuri is Pliny or Shur Shaplony. It pays on piatzmoi, and isn't the case Toma Tom?" So Rashi says, "How can the case be Toma Tom? Because when a Shur is Nageh, another Shur, the lach is that the person pays Chatzin Ezek. We're arguing at that moment, or pays on piatzmoi." When a shor is negech a person, it kills the person. So it's only chayv mamon kaifer by a muad. Okay. So Rashi says, "We mishum d'ktani ba hey mishari es pliny d'chiyuba kaifer." So how can you assume that the Mishnah talking about a case of tam when it mentions a case of killing a person, which the chiyuv is kaifer, which only kicks in with tam labar kaifer hu, and this tam does not chayv kaifer. So no, the answer is haman Rabbi Yosef Glili here. Rabbi Yosef we said before says that there's something called chatzi kaifer. A tam the pays chatzi kaifer. So it's haman tam, and the tam of the mishnah will be Rabbi Yosef Glili. Therefore, it's relevant. The person paying al piatzmoy that his shor killed another shor chatzi kaifer. The Mor says, no, it's not a muad. The Mor says, you're saying with tam, it doesn't pay al piatzma, so adatani abla shalploini. Lo ashka patur al piatzma el be'evet. It sounds like to go to find a case where a person doesn't pay al piatzma, the only case we had was the case of evet. I have a better idea. Nivlik v'dido, b'ben charvin, a regular person, u'beheman, an animal, nami habi motzeh l'shnei echilik. We could have found in the regular cases, as opposed to an Eved, the regular case which we were discussing until now, we could have differentiated Lemisni, the Ika, the Lomishalom Piyatzmai. According to your thought process, it could have said, Muad Pesal Piyatzmai at a time, doesn't pay Piyatzmai. We didn't have to go to a case of Eved. That's what it could have said, but Tam it doesn't. So my answer is no kula b'muad kamari. The point of the Mishnah was to tell me even in a case of muad, but muad also lachminin the af who yesh bechilik. Even in a case of muad, there's a case where a person does not pay al piatzma. Dika be midi de lo mashalam piatzma. Even muad, there's a case where you don't pay al piatzma. My neil, what's that case? The gichas eved if the animal kills an eved. Now, Viavitani Kitakamarta, furthermore, if you would have said the way you're suggesting, Havishavik Nami Lorche, you would have, the Tana would have been forced to go out of its regular path that it followed. Why? The Resha Aribimuud, Visefe Nisti Tam. So the order of the Mishnahs always was Tam and then Muad. Because that's how you have it, that's how it would occur. To present that in this Mishnah, which the starts off with Hey Mishar is pointing out Sharish Plony, here's Mishal Piyatzmai. And then you would say, but Tam not like that. That's not the normal way that the Tana presents. So your question is the Tana should redo the whole thing? No, well, then whatever reason wanted to say Muad first. So therefore there's no benefit. Zakrashi Mali Shavka Tadal Urche Gabi Nizik Ladalak Mibet Karan Laevid, Mali Shavka Mamazik Ladalak Bitmin Muad Latam. So either way, the flow of the Mishnah would not be what you would expect. You're telling me that it went from Ben Kharan and Behema to Evid. And it went from Muad to Tam. So both, so for whatever reason the Tana is going out of the normal path, either one is a valid way that it could have said, and therefore you can't prove anything against Rav Huna de Rishua. Okay, then when we quoted our Mishnah, Yeso Masha Hizik, he gave an example if it pays more than the damage. Regarding the Gichos Eved, the Eved can be worth, you know, very minimally, and still you pay 30 shkolim. Chet Oynes Mafata Mitzishemra, 50 shkolim, 100 shkolim, that's besides the boishes and the begam and the tsar. So those are the damages. And above beyond that, you pay this also. Kefal, obviously, obviously are more than the damages. But we can infer, hapochim mashehizik, gerd chatzin ezik the tam. If it's less, it does pay al piatzmai. Right. So Halacha Gersin and Lissi call Shana Mashalom Kemoshe Hizik and Mashalom Piyatzma. So Morris says, what the Mishnah could have said, which would have been better according to Rav Huna Ben Yeshua, was any person doesn't pay Piyatzma, doesn't pay exactly the amount, doesn't pay Piyatzma, which would include more, and according to Rav Huna Ben Yeshua would also include less. The Morris says, but Behilchasa Palka Niska Kenosa. The law of urche is like ena ela beniska. The law of urche that. So we're saying, what's the argument, kenosa? Since the only case where you pay chatzin ezik is because something which is not normal to happen. Lavamori have rami lemintere b'hachi. Therefore, we don't hold the owner responsible to do that. El kenosahu. So this is Rav Shua's approach. And Morris says, okay, so you told me the Tiyuv from the Mishnah, and then you told me that the Hilchot is the logic is like it, but you can't do that. So Morris says, no, you could. Time of my Tiyuv, what was the Tiyuv? The Mishnah could have said the phrase, anybody who does not pay exactly as damaged, the damage is that is the kanasa that does not pay piatzma. The shamamino nami chatzin nezik. Would that include more or less chatzin nezik? Holat tiyufti. That's not a kasha. Kimanika chatzin nezik. The mishtalim there is a case where Chatzin Nezek, where a person does pay al pi atzmoi, b'nizkei behema b'malechis, a case of nizkei behema where the animal was walking, v'tizat tzura aris mitachas ragleav, and it caused pebbles to fly from its when it stepped, v'zika and those pebbles damaged. The Zama Bakama, the Mishalem is Chatzin Nezek, the tzuris pays Chatzin Nezek. The more Mabakama comes out, the Hilchos of Gemiri law, Misinai, we have a Halacha Moshe Misinai. She was told the Shalragel, it's considered a derivative of the Masik of Regel in the Torah. So why is that important? So then it has the Halachos of Regel. Therefore, Petur B'Shul Sarabim Ki Regel, the Halacha is, Regel is not Kaya B'Shul Sarabim. The animal is walking in the Rishus Rabim and it damages the owner of the animal, is not, which damage is not chayiv to pay. So Tzuras also, the animal is walking in the Rishus Rabim and it caused Tzuras to fly, he's not chayiv to pay. And once that's true, that it's a told of Regel, when he's Regel, love cannot we know that the damage that the animal does, but as it's walking, is not considered a kanas. That's considered a mammon. Shemu edus mitzilasa. The Mishnah says that this is one of the cases that it has a din of a mu'ed, not after multiple times, but immediately the first time the animal is considered a mu'ed. It's normal for the animal to damage as it walks. Okay, so then why you only pay chatzi nezek? Gavi Torah, who the ekel rachmana, the Torah gave a leniency on this chi of mammon to only pay half. But Mekim the Mamayna, who once we've established that it's Mammon, Shalom Piatzmai, the person would pay on his own admission. Shemachi Loi Psikale, the Misi, therefore the Tana did not feel confident that could say that case, which would give us an across the board statement, and that would not be true. Kol Shayna Shalom Kamasha Hizik, any person who does not pay exactly as the damages does not pay on his own admission. That's not true. There is this case where the animal, the owner is not paying exactly the damages, and it would pay al piatzmoi because it's mammon. So therefore, the Tana does not use that lashon. Okay. So the Gemara, v'hashto d'amar, back in the Gemara, about 9 lines up before the end of the parak. V'hashto d'amar. Palkan is a kenosa. Now that we paskin, Palkan is a kenosa. So haikalba the ochel imri, v'shunu the ochel tarna garli rav ravi. So a kalav is doing the mazik of shame. So till now we've always thought of the mazik of the mazikim of the animals. So the Tana gives us basically 3 mazikim of behema. There's shein, there's regel, animal damages by eating, animal damages as it's moving, walking, which the av is, the animal damages as it steps in it, but the more it brings told us, it brushes on something, it has a saddle, it catches on something, whatever the scenario might be, all of those would be considered the mazik of regel. And then there's the mu'ed, there's the mazik of Karen. So the first pair comes along and tells me that the Karen also has told us there's the av of Karen through goring, but it's also with animal would kick, or the animal would do anything which is it's doing it with intent to attack something. That's called, that's as opposed to shame, which is its goal is to eat and have an awe, or regal, which is just walking in its natural way. Karen is all of these elements which have intent. What about a scenario where it's shame or it's regal? But it's an uncommon case. It's mishuna. It's strange. In other words, Karen, the reason why Karen is potter, we're saying right now, because it's not normal for it to do it. It's not orkei. The animal in general, we assume, is docile until we assume otherwise. So is the defining element of Karen the fact that there's intent, which that is, or that's just a way to give me something which is extraordinary, and the Bialim is not mechuyev to protect from. It's mishuna. So then we should say that the defining element of what makes something Karen, and therefore the only pay chatzin ezek, is the fact that it's mishuna. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Now that you come along and told me, even though I have a Mishnah, which seems to indicate not like Rabbi Yeshua, but logic indicates you can't hold the Bialim responsible to protect against things which the Bialim is not going to expect. They're not common. And therefore, we're going to say that therefore we'd rather learn up the Mishnah in that way, which is not conclusive against him. Therefore, I have the following scenario, that a caliph would attack a sheep. Sheep were much larger than the klubim, and klubim in general do not attack sheep. And it ate it. Now, it, obviously over here, its goal wasn't kamaz and osla hazik, just time to attack. Its goal was to eat, which is shame. But it's something quite extraordinary. Or a shunra, person has a cat, and it attacks large tanagarlim. In general, the cats do not do that. Mishunahu, these are considered mishunah. And if they're mishunah, they have a din of karen, and they pay chatzin ezek. Now, that's important to know, because the halacha is that to paskin a key of kanas, you need a bezdin. And a bezdin is defined by people which have smicha. As the pasuk refers to the bezin by kefil, the bezin says it's mechayev kefil. Uses the language of the other, which are Elohim, which we understand means that they've had the smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't have that in Babel. So if this scenario would happen in Babel, below my bina in Babel, the bezin in Babel has no power to collect kenosis. To collect mammon, we don't need a bezin of smuchim. So had we said Palganiska is Mamoina, we could collect these cases in Babel. But now that you're telling me that it's Palganiska Kanosa, so these cases cannot be collected in Babel. And in Babel means anywhere, that means anywhere, because we don't have smicha nowadays. Aval Zutri, Urkehu, but a case where it would attack smaller ones, that's called normal. So even though it did it with intent to attack, but since its goal wasn't just to attack, its goal was to eat, that's called normal, and the owner is mechuyev to expect that possibility and protect against it. And if it didn't do that, the owner is responsible, and he paid. That would be a full chiyuv moment. Umagvina, that would be collected in Babel. Furthermore, vitof is lomav kinemine. If the nizik went and grabbed, without going to Bezdin, took possession of he went and collected that amount of the chatzin ezek in Babel, Bezdin does not take it away from the nizik. Tosfos over here brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that what actually Bezin would be mafkin minay. One exception is if the nizik was tofes the animal which was mazik, that we're not going to take away from him. Now Zakti Moraviter the Omer equally zimno l'eretz Yisrael. He goes to Bezin here and says, listen, I want you to arrange. He's the Tebeah. So the Tebeah goes to Bezin. The Nizik is the Tebeah. He says, I have a claim. So he goes to Bezin. He says, Bezin, I want you to arrange for me a date in Eretz Yisrael that with the court in Eretz Yisrael, that then summon the Mazik that he has to go to Eretz Yisrael with me. So Loch is Makvinale. We're kaveh that date. Ve'iloy ozel mishamtin alei. Therefore, if the master refuses to travel to Eretz Yisrael for the court case, we put the master in chayim. Now, ben kach o ben kach, either scenario, whether he was asked for a kviyas in Eretz Yisrael or not. There's another. We put him in cherim for the following issue. Mishatina lei, we put him in cherim until he dermina lei salik hezekecha. You need to remove this potential mazik. Now that the animal has done this, we have to concern we'll do it again. And instead of just saying I'll watch it well. I said, no, you have to kill the animal. And if he doesn't do that, we put him a kerem until he does that. Midrim Nosin. Tanyam Nosin. Remember, Menayin Shalom, you got to order him kerem, kelem rabbasa besoi. Lo yamin sulam ru'ubasa besoi. A person may not maintain a kelem ra, an animal which is dangerous and might bite somebody. Or a ladder which is weak and somebody might use without realizing it and hurt themselves. You may not maintain anything which would cause a potential danger to life in your home. So the more extending it to this scenario where the animal is, this caliph has done such an action, so we don't know what the caliph might do again, and therefore you'd have to get rid of the caliph as well. Now, so partially it's interesting to, you know, like this whole discussion takes place in Baba Kama. The whole conversation from top to bottom, all of the rayas, this conclusion about Kalb Dochri in Rabravi, the whole thing. So one reason why it's here is because one of the rayas is from our Mishnah, but also it's relevant over here because this issue would be relevant now for the Din of Kanas. Of Ma'anis can't collect in a bubble. The Boishas of the Pagam, the Tsar, the Bezin would collect. But the Kanas, the Bezin would not collect. But if the father of the girl, who that's where the woman goes to, would be Typhus, he would keep the money. Now over there, obviously you can't be Typhus. You can't be Typhus the Mazik himself, the man, right? He's the manis. But the Chara would be relevant. So if you look at the Tosis Rid, he pointed out. I in my Tosis Daf, I can tell you where it is. I don't know each one. They have the different versions of where they put it. After quoting the Gemara of Lusazan B'Mesecho, so in my mind, it's in the third wide line. Okay. If the father of the girl who has the din of the nizik, he's the tebeya, would be type as the kanas, would collect it. But nowadays, the being ma'azim in the din, the go to Eretz Yisrael does not apply because they didn't have it. Yeshivas kavuas, which you had a right to be tevei there. Now, nowadays we don't have. Smicha, so the whole thing would not be relevant. Then he brings the chuvas, Reb Semach Goin, that was in regards to that. He said like this, that. But because Shalih Hechot and Isker, and Shalih B'nei Adam Prutzim and Ezekin, Shkim Shem Yoredim Shem Agvina Knossos B'Bob, Shochon Yad, Zeb Zeb, Nochon Rokhom on the Nadoisoi, Asher Fais Abamaman, or Shiar Belov Reim, Vifai Senem B'Dvorim. But, you know, the Mazikim can take advantage of the situation. We don't schlep him there, we don't collect Knas. But we put the person in cherem until the mazik is mafayis, the nizik, with some type of payment, or he convinces the person to be meichel. Okay. He says, and that is the minhag which we have nowadays. Zakrashi. The Ochel Imri, so it's towards the end of the narrow lines. Shechonok tloyim chayim v'ochlom. It attacked, it's a strangle, but I mean, it attacked live sheep and killed them and ate them. Mishunahu. In darker bakach, it's not normal. V'chol nezek mishunah bebehema habitolda the Karen tama. Anything which is not common is a din of told of Karen. Shafu mishunah shein darker bakach. Because Karen is also not common. V'chati nezek hudu mishalim. And therefore the payment is only chati nezek. Keeping the kanasuhu. They can't collect in bubble. Shein shom smicha b'skenim. They don't have smicha through the skenim. Well, mikri mumchim. So it has to be people which have a din of they represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the fact that they have the smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't have that in bubble. Right.
That's Mishuna. But if it's Mu'ad, is it still Mishuna? Or is then Karen Mu'ad more like Regan?
Correct. That's exactly why we call it Mu'ad. The point is now it's been established that this, for this animal, this is called normal, so you have a chiyuv to respect that. But if it ate not large ones, but small ones, Urchihu, v'havalu nizke de shein, so that's part of shein. Even though the first step was killing it, and then they only ate it afterwards, and the damage basically is there immediately from the moment of killing it, but it's all under the umbrella of doing it for the purpose of eating. V'shem ha'shalem is nezek sholem, that pays nezek sholem m'moinahu, v'gavon ha'seh b'bobo. V'tofis nizek m'moinah d'mazik, gabi k'nos ha'dechatzi nizkoi. If the nizik would seize some item of the mazik for the kanas of chatzin nizik, the ain tzarach litzik lufanim, it doesn't come to bezdin. Lo mafkinim inay megalbi palga nizke, he'll get his half. V'loy tofis, if he didn't seize anything, bummer, come on, but he did request. Kabbal izim the bearer of the Yisrael. I would like to make, you should arrange a date for a court date for all, me and Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Ooh, leilach imi ladon lifnei dayon Eretz Yisrael," which means I would like you to force the mazik to travel with me to Eretz Yisrael to judge the case in Eretz Yisrael. So, conveniently, we will arrange that for him. Bein kach bein kach bein sheroitz lizik leilach Eretz Yisrael bein sheroitz. So, whether he's going to Eretz Yisrael or not, mshatina le the mazik mi alara goes to kelev. We put him in a carib until he removes the dangerous animal. Okay. Zakt Hadrullah Elanar, Zakta Mishnah. So Nara Shinis Patsa, a Nara who was convinced, but she's a Mafuto. So Barishta Upagama Ukanasa Shalavia. So there's Barishas Pagama Kanas, all goes to the father. A case of Tfusa, a case of an Anusa where he grabbed her, but there's also Tsar, but Tsar but Tfusa. The Tsar, a case of Tfusa, a case of where he grabbed her, right? Anusa, so they also go to the father. Let's say Om the Medin Achala Mesa Av. That they went to court. And Bezin Paskins, the Chiyah moment, but they had not collected it, and the father died. Harehin Shalav, so it belongs to the father. Therefore, Mesa'av, Harehin Shalachin, she has brothers. The brothers are the Yarshim of the father. Yerushim goes to the sons. So the Knas belongs to the father. It's a Chayiv moment that is owed to the father. So the Lacha is that Chayvus and Mammon go over to the Yarshim. So the brothers will collect the Boshes, the Pagam, the Kanas, and the Tsar. Let's say, look, he speak Alama Bidin Ashame Sahab. They had not gone to court yet, not given the Psak yet. And then the father dies. So the Nalach is a Rehin Shalatzma. It goes to the girl herself. It's not a full-fledged chiyuv moment that when the father dies, he owns it to the extent that you could argue that it goes over Birusha to the children. So the Morse says, Ein on the Morse Knas the Bonav. Once Bezin passes into Tzachiyav Mammon, it's not a Knas anymore. Now it's a Chiyav Mammon. That's exactly what the Bezin of Smuchim will do for you. Makes it a Chiyav Mammon once it's a Psak. Until Bezin creates that Chiyav Mammon, it's not a Chiyav Mammon. And that's why we refer that a person doesn't pay Al-Bi'atzmo because there's no Chiyav, there's not really a full Chiyav there. We saw in the previous more that a person can be Tayfisit because the potential is there. And Bezin can't take it away from him because Bezin doesn't judge the case of Kenosis. So Bezin says, we can't deal with it. But it's a potential Chiyav. But it's not a full-fledged Chiyav until Bezin creates it. Once Bezin creates it, it's a Chiyav. So then there's Yerusha. But until then, there's no Din Yerusha. So it goes to the girl herself. Let's say, Zakta Mishnah, the issue is not Misa, but the issue is Bagris. So Amda B'dinan Shel Bagra, if they went to the Bezin and decided the case, the Chiyav Mammon, before the girl came in Bagaris, Harehen Shel Av. So that belongs to the father. See, even she comes to Bagaris afterwards, it still belongs to the father. Meso Av, if the father subsequently dies, so then it doesn't go to the girl, since the psak din was before the she became a begaris, it belongs to the father, so it has all din of Yerusha, etc. However, let's speak alama b'din asher bagro, harei hein shel atzma. If Bezin had not passed in the case before the girl turned, it became a begaris, the loch is the payment goes to the girl herself. Comes from Shimon. Shimon says, "Imer imla he speak a lot ligvois achemesav." It's not dependent upon the psak of Bezdin. It actually has to be collected. If had it not been collected prior to the misa of, before the father died, it does not go by Yerusha to the sons, but rather Rehen Shalatzim, it goes to the girl herself. Moore is going to explain where Shimon's coming from. Okay. Maisi Yadav, Mitzi also, the luck is that Maisi Yadayim of the girl, of a Katana or Anara, belong to the father. The Mitzi is that the girl finds belong to the father. Even though they have not been collected, so she worked. She went to the factory and she worked, and the paycheck didn't get the paycheck yet. And the father dies. Okay, so luck is that goes Birusha to the brothers, since that's a full fledged Chiyav Mammon that the factory owner owes the father. It goes Birusha to the sons. It's even Rav Shimon who says that it depends on the moment of a collection. Over here, that would not be true. The Gemara is going to say, now what the case of Loi Gobsa by Mitzia, that's impossible. She has it already. She has it, right? And right, if she doesn't have it, she's collecting a Mitzia from somebody. So what exactly is that? Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Meanwhile, it says the loch is in these cases when the father dies, it does go over to the brothers. It's a krashi narshin ispatsa, matzar betusa, matzar nami levia banusa. In the case of anusa, there's a payment of tsar also that also belongs to the father. It's a krashi. What does the word betusa mean? So Rashi Betusa, listen to the cross, actually the language of the Torah. And he grabbed hold of her, and he was forced to have beer with him. So we use the Lashon of Anusa, because that describes the, as opposed to Mufuta, but the language of the Pasuk was not Anusa, the language of the Pasuk actually was Tfusa. So why over here in this specific mission did it choose to switch? I don't know. Let's be alone with it. Kimelu Yom Lebedin, since Bezin has not passed on the case, they have not went to court yet. Bezin has not decided the case. So the truth is, even if they went to Bezin, Bezin has not completed the case and decided it's the same thing. Lav Mamon Hula Rishul Abanim, is that really considered a chiyuv of money that the father has the power to, the Yerusha has the power to take it over to the children? So there's no, the brothers have no power, authority over the girl. So Rashi sounds like he's saying, if they had authority over the girl, and the schus the father has in the girl would go over Birusha to the brothers, then the logic would be the kanas would go over also. Because they now have the schus in her, they're being tevei, that what happened to her. But that's not true. In a case where they did get to court, when she was still in Nara, Bain Bugger cut a misa, Bain Loy Bugger, whether she came again afterwards is irrelevant, and the father dies, Rain Jalakin. They came to the Bedin, Zacha Ben Ab, once they go to Bezdin, it's the father's moment. And whether she comes to Begaris and the father dies, it's irrelevant. Okay. Shimon Amar, Abish Amle Bedin Loy Habi Mamin the Ab Larisha Labanov Ab the Motzi Liyori. It's not considered the money due to the father that there's a din of Yerusha. It's only the father's once the father actually collects it. Gemara Yalav Tam the Morgan can explain why. Ma'asiyadah She also saw Bechaya Via. She work that she did when the father was alive. She did work. She worked with somebody, and she's owed pay for that work. It has not been collected yet. Once this key of mammon came to the world, it was generated. It belongs to the father. This is not the same as kanas. There you must go to court and bring witnesses to generate the fee. Though in Moed Mifter, we see that if a person just admits on his own, doesn't have to pay. So it means it's not really a chiyuv yet. But over here it is. Mitziyasa Gemar Parach, my man Gabi. How can you discuss the idea of collecting the Mitziyah from somebody? What is that referring to? Okay. Let's hold it here.